السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're recording. If you didn't get your share of tickets today, just let me know. Raise your hand. Today we're going to talk about the name of Allah Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus means the pure, the most pure. What is pure?
Like being pure, like.
Being like purity. Do you guys know what purity is? Pure? Huh? Purity? Ah, are you guys asleep?
Purity is like the finest you can get of something, like the finest gold. It's like so pure, like the cleanest person would be the purest.
The purest. That's right. Now,
follow us.
The cleanest person or the most pure, ma'am.
My Arabic hands
off. Oh, okay. Allah is the most pure, means Allah is infinitely pure. Allah purity is infinite. Okay, let's draw a diagram on the board so that we can understand what's going on. Let's say this is the purity. This shows the purity. I'm going to be drawing and then if you can write what I'm saying.
Okay.
So that's purity. So that's what? Purity. Where is Allah? Purity is infinite. Yes, it's infinite. So Allah purity is infinite. Infinite purity. It is the purity itself. It's the most pure you can ever imagine. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the purity. Allah. Then, here is infinity. Then we have 100%. We have 100%. And we have 0%, and we have negative 100%. So who is the negative 100%? Shaitan. That's right. So Shaitan is right here. Shaitan. Shaitan is right here. Shaitan is... Is Shaitan negative infinity? No. Nothing is infinity. When we talk about the creation of Allah, there is no infinity at all in the creation of Allah. Okay? The only Allah is positive infinity. There is no negative infinity. Shaitan is just negative 100%. Okay. Who do you think in the range between 100% and infinity? Huh?
Angels.
Huh? Angels. Mashallah. Smart. So here are angels. Now, who has at 100%? Prophet Muhammad and? Prophets in general.
Yeah.
Okay, prophets in general. And four women.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows, huh?
Like Khadija, Fatima, Asiya, and Maryam.
Maryam radiallahu anha. So, prophets, and four women. Okay?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Monetary policy.
Right. Thank you.
You laugh, but English is very, very hard. My mom can speak six languages, and she says English is the hardest.
Prophet and four women.
And you know, I have just one.
And who are these women? Zainab, can you write the names?
Okay.
Okay. So now, Allah is al-Quddus. Quddus. Infinitely pure. The human, the angels do something called A-S-I-A.
What?
Fatima.
Oh, right, sorry.
Asya and Fatima.
Asya is
Asya. That's good.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah,
right. That's right. Okay. All right. So now, the angels do something called taqdis. So in order for the angels to go up, they do something called taqdis. Which is the taqdis. So taqdis is going to go up. This has been taqdis. Yeah. Okay. So taqdis means what? The more Allah does not allow purity, something that's not pure, to reach closer to Him. So if you are the most pure, like I'm the most pure, infinity, if you are like 500%, then you're closer to me than someone who is like 400%. You see? You understand? So the more purity you have, the closer you get to Allah. Now, above 100%, angels. So angels do taqdis. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 2, ayah 30, the angels are telling Allah, we are doing taqdis to you. Taqdis means purify ourselves to get closer to you. The more pure we get, the closer we get. Okay? So the angels purify themselves, which is means that they are doing what? Taqdis. Taqdis. You know how many angels are there?
A lot.
Zillions.
Yeah, more than us.
Yeah, bazillions of angels out there.
I have a question about angels. Do angels kind of have like a little bit of free will? Like, are they able to like leave or like?
No, they don't have any. They don't have any temptations.
Okay.
They don't have any temptation.
No.
They don't have any evil motive. But what they can do actions that show dedication. I'll give you an example in the hadith. An angel wanted to purify himself, so he went to Allah and he said, Ya Allah, give me 70,000 wings. Give me 70,000 wings and 70,000 years so that I can circle around the throne praising you. Okay, so that's, you know, he wanted to purify himself by doing this. So now Allah gave him 70,000. By the way, in Arabic language, whenever we say 70, it means like humongous number, just like sort of infinity. Just like this is the Arabic, like 70, oh, big number. Like that's the, so 70,000 and 70,000 wings and 70,000 years to circulate around the throne. Guess what happened? By the end of the 70,000 years, he crossed the distance he crossed, okay, relative to the size of the throne was zero. Was almost zero. Like he did not cross nearly like an 1 inch of the relative to the throne of Allah. So if we divide the distance that he flied like he was flying, and if we divide this distance by the size of the throne, okay, it's like something divided by infinity. What do you have if you divide a number by infinity?
Zero.
Zero. So basically, the distance he crossed or traveled was zero. Zero, because it's something over infinity. Zero. That's the throne of Allah. So he kept bowing to Allah. He said, I did not do as good as supposed to do. I didn't do as good as supposed to do. I didn't do as good as supposed to do. Subhanaka, 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 subhanaka. You know, he says, subhanak means subhanallah. Subhanaka, subhanaka, subhanaka. So this is the Quddus. How about humans? Do humans do taqdis or... I never asked you 0%. Well, we'll talk about 0% now. 0% is...
A disbeliever.
The what?
The disbeliever.
The disbelievers are pretty much in the negative. Huh?
Is people in jail?
No. Remember the Day of Judgment? Allah would bring a scale. Your good deeds are here, your bad deeds are here. And the scale measures this way or that way. Huh?
People whose scales is in the middle?
People who have even. Now, what happens to the people who are even? Go to Jannah or hell?
They go to the hell for a while and then they go to Jannah.
That's negative. That's the negative people. Because you don't go to... Huh?
They get judged by Allah.
Okay.
Yeah, Allah decides.
Allah decides.
They are standing on a mountain. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say.
You got it right. Do you know the name of this mountain? Okay. So there is a mountain between hellfire and Jannah. And this mountain called the Mountain of Al-A'raf. Mountain called Al-A'raf. And this mountain, I'm going to...
I get it.
Okay. And this mountain, Mountain of Al-A'raf, this mountain is between hellfire and Jannah. The people of Al-A'raf are the people of 0%. They don't go to hellfire, but they stay on the Mountain of Al-A'raf until the end of the Day of Judgment. Until the what? End of the Day of Judgment. So when the Day of Judgment ends, Allah will send them where?
Jannah.
And they will be known as the poor people of Jannah. Like the poor people of Jannah, sort of. The poor people of Jannah. They are deprived from the high ranks. Okay? Now, what is the main difference between ranks? Go ahead.
Wait, I have a question. So someone who's 0% is someone who believes in Allah but doesn't like pray and stuff?
Somebody who did a lot of bad deeds. He's a believer, but he did the bad deeds.
Like,
he believes in Allah, he believes in the 6 pillars of faith, yeah, and practices the 5 pillars of worship, but he is like a nasty guy.
Bad to people, bad to parents,
and...
doesn't pray?
Maybe skips prayer, yes.
So there are like 7 like levels in Jannah. So they would be like the lowest.
No, that's 7 layers of hellfire.
Oh.
7 layers, and Jannah has so many floors, hundreds, thousands of floors.
Right, and then many of the Christians believe in this purgatory.
Oh yeah.
So how many levels did they have? 13, or is it still 7?
I think it was
something.
Let me take a picture so that you. Okay. Okay. You can erase everything except this paragraph.
Okay.
Okay. So those are the people who are even. Good deeds and bad deeds are even. Those are the people who go into 0%. Now, in order for people to make themselves, improve themselves, so they do something called tazkiyah. Tazkiyah. Which is bad.
Okay. Oh, this is the second one. Okay.
Okay. So for people.
Okay. Okay.
For people. To clean themselves, they do tazkiyah. So, tazkiyah means cleaning. Tazkiyah means cleaning. Tazkiyah means what? Cleaning. Do humans do taqdis? Humans, do they do taqdis?
No.
No. They don't know taqdis. Why?
They can't.
Because the taqdis is not for humans, it's for angels. How about humans? They do?
Tazkiyah.
Tazkiyah means cleaning. Taqdis means purify themselves, to get closer to Allah. Tazkiyah means to clean themselves. Why is it that humans need to clean, not to do taqdis, purify? Yes?
Because taqdis is kind of impossible for humans to do.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. And beyond the reach of humans. But what's within the reach of humans is plus 100%. That's it. That's the maximum. Okay? So Allah in Surah Al-Shams, He said, and the soul He has created, and He has taught the soul the good and the right. The good and the bad. The good and the bad. And the one who follows the good is a winner, and the one who follows the bad is a loser. Now, the one who follows the good, Allah used a different expression. Allah said, the one who does tazkiyah is a winner. The one who does tazkiyah is a winner. The ones who don't do tazkiyah are losers. Okay?
So.
Wait,
so what's like a form of tazkiyah? Would that be like praying and stuff?
Hmm?
Would a form of tazkiyah be like praying or improving yourself? Or would it be like physically?
Yes. Tazkiyah means cleaning. Cleaning, like cleaning your heart. So Allah says that only the winners are the people who come to Allah with clean hearts. Any dirt or any hatred or any bad deeds or bad feelings or bad thoughts, okay, they stay in the heart. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifies people before they go to Jannah, or clean people before they go to Jannah. Jannah does not accept people who are not clean. Jannah does not accept people who are less than 100%. Jannah does not, it's poisonous to Jannah. Jannah cannot, it's a creation that cannot handle any degree of impurity or like cleanness.
So how do Shaitan could like sneak into Jannah because he's so impure?
Which Jannah? You're talking about the Jannah of where Adam and Eve disobeyed Allah, right?
I guess.
Yeah, that's different than the Jannah. That's different than the Jannah in the Day of Judgment.
Oh.
Because the Jannah, the Day of Judgment, no one would disobey Allah. No one will have any kind of dirt or filth or something is not clean in his heart. Okay. Now, believers, some believers die like level, let's say 50%. Let's say 50%. Allah has many ways to clean up His slaves. In this life, Allah, when He wants to clean a slave, He gives him a calamity. He gives him a calamity. Like sickness. Allah gave him sickness. So, he are patient? Yes.
Oh, I was just stuck at the story of Prophet Muhammad. How the angel came down and took his heart and cleaned it.
Yes, good, thank you. Yeah, that's very smart. That's a very smart addition. I didn't have this in mind. That's right. Yes, the angels came and cleaned the heart of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cleaned the heart. It's like a surgery, heart surgery. They cut into his heart, they took his heart out, they washed it, and then they put it back. Now, whenever I say the heart, I don't need this bump, okay? Okay, the heart in Arabic, the heart is the thing that's included in the middle. Like the heart of the egg is the yellow thing, okay? So that's the middle, that's the heart. And surrounded by, that's the heart. Ticket. Give me a ticket. Yes. You're speaking. You're talking, yes.
Oh,
you're
saying that the yellow parts of the
yolk. Oh, that's the yolk, right. Okay? So now, sadr, chest in Arabic means front. Okay? So you can say this is the front, and the brain is the heart. Okay? I'll tell you why. There's a heart surgery, right? I can take his heart and give it to you, Maham. Okay? Would you be any different than Maham? Nothing. You'd still be Maham. Okay? So when we do a sar, you know, when we do like switching of the hearts, and this guy is going to say like Ziyad, Zakaria is going to stay Zakaria, Maham is going to stay Maham. Even they switched hearts. But if I take the head of Maham and plant it into Zakaria, and take the head of Zakaria, plant it into Maham, then they're going to be totally different people. Then Maham is Zakaria and Zakaria is Maham. You know?
Like, remember, have you guys ever watched Jimmy Neutron?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay, in that one episode, Jimmy and Cindy switched bodies. And then whenever someone does that, they refer that we switched minds. Like, the mind of one person is in the mind of the other to make them, to show that their bodies are switched. It's not the heart, but the mind. So in RP, when they say the heart, they're referring to the mind because the soul and the brain are connected, right?
Through the heart. I'm sorry, through the brain. So, do you know that the interface between the soul and the body is the brain? And if the soul wants to do something, it asks the brain. So if the soul wants to fly, it asks the brain, I want to fly. So the brain tells the body, I want to fly. But the body says, I can't fly. Okay? So we are limited. We are limited by the ability of the body. When we, our body, when our soul is freed from the body after death, then we are no longer limited. We can be free and see things that we're not being, are not able to see now. Yes.
What were you saying about like a calamity comes with your soul?
Yes. Let's say you do good deeds, but your good deeds are not enough to raise you to high ranks. Okay. So you're, let's say you do good deeds, but you're still here. Right there. And Allah loves you. Allah loves you. And He wants to make you higher floor. Allah wants to give you higher floor in Jannah. By the way, before we go anywhere, you know what's the difference between floors in Jannah? There are zillions of floors, like 1,000, like maybe 2,000-3,000 floors. You know the difference between each floor? Okay. The difference between the floors is the time, the amount of time you get to see Allah's face. So the top highest floor, they get to see Allah's face almost bukratan wa ashiya. It's like in the morning and the evening. Okay? Now you go down, it's less. Because they will be taken in a caravan to see Allah's face and then sent back. So the lower you get, the less you get seeing Allah's face. Now the most pleasure, infinite pleasure comes when you see the face of Allah. To the level that if the people in the seventh layer of hell, being tortured in an unbelievable way, if those guys see the face of Allah, they will be happy. And they will not feel any of this pain. You know, that's awful pain that you hear about, you know, that awful tree is a qum, the sewage water that they drink.
So can a person talk to someone else from a higher level? Like if you want to meet the prophets, like
if somebody wants to meet you, they go down. You don't go up.
Oh.
Why? Why do you go down? Because if you go up and then you brought back down, this might create like make you feel sorry about what you missed. Okay? So you don't. You just go down. There's another situation where Allah will make you in the same level as the ones you love. So let's say somebody you love is like your mother, is 80%, and you are 60%. As an honor to your mother, Allah will bring you to 80% so that you be with her in Jannah. You see? Okay. Now, let's say Allah sees a slave at 40%. And then Allah wants this slave to go up to 100%, or let's say, since no 100%, Allah wants this to go into like let's say 80%. Okay, so this guy doesn't pray much. Yes,
do people in Jahannam ever get to see Allah?
Never, not in the day of judgment at all. They almost all the time deprived from seeing Allah, even during accountability, they will be looking down and they will not be able to lift their heads to see Allah. Yes.
What do you do in heaven?
See, imagine every fun activity. I mean, you have so much to do fun activities. They're unbelievable number amount of fun. Not only that, but your heart, you know the people who get depression? Jannah has three things that if they don't happen in Jannah, then the Jannah is not the Jannah we're thinking about. Number one, getting bored. You know, getting bored of Jannah.
So you can't get bored of Jannah.
Yes. If you go to Hawaii one time, you're excited. Second time, yeah, okay, good. Third time, something else new. Okay? So you get bored. Jannah, you don't get bored for a very simple reason. There's no activity that's repeated. Okay? So all activities are new, new, new. Jannah changes its clothes every day. So what you see today, you see tomorrow a different Jannah. Like different colors, different shapes, different skyline profile. Every day is different. And every day is better than the day before even. Okay? Infinite, infinite. Jannah is infinite. The name of Allah, infinity, you can see it in Jannah. Jannah, Jannah, Jannah. So now, Allah wants to lift you up. Allah wants you, Allah wants to do tazkiyah for you. Allah wants to give you tazkiyah. You're not praying that much, you're not fasting this much, you're not praying the charity that much yet.
I know I'm interrupting again, but is there such a thing as if Allah is disappointed in you, can He lower your tazkiyah?
Yeah, Allah. If Allah doesn't like someone, I'm going to talk about this. So, then Allah will give you a test, or a suffering, or a test, or a suffering, that's to your level. Your level. So you can pass. So Allah, for example, gives you flu. Okay? Then you are patient and you're not angry with Allah because He gave you flu. Somebody else, Allah takes away his children. All his children die in a car accident, which I've seen. I've seen a guy, all his children died in a car accident. And they were grown up and he had a boy and girl. They both died in a car accident. So Allah will see if this person is patient. Some people are, they get very angry and they think low of Allah. They just like, they are angry at Allah. So if you are not that angry, if you're not angry and you're patient and you're saying, Ya Allah, I cry, I'm sad, but I accept your decisions. Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Your wisdom is higher than my wisdom. And whatever you give to me, Ya Allah, is good for me. Okay, so these kind of tests is to improve you up and increase you in tazkiyah. Now, let's say Allah doesn't like you because you're right here, and Allah wants to bring you down to the level of shaitan. Do you know that people, Allah says in the Quran that there's shayateen from mankind and shayateen from jinn kind. There are humans who are shayateen. They are.
And some are worse.
Yeah. There's no worse than 100%, but yeah. Some people are, they teach shayateen evil. Some humans teach evil to the shayateen. Shayateen learn from them. Okay. Shayateen can't create that much evil and those as much evil as those people are doing. Like, I'll just give you an example, Hitler, for example. He killed 40 million people. No, he killed 17 million people. Okay, 17 million people. What kind of heart is this?
Black.
What kind of heart is this? It's the heart of a devil. He's not a human. He's a shaitan. He's a human shaitan. So, if Allah doesn't like you, He will give you a test higher than your level. Let's say Allah knows you're 6th grade. In faith, your faith is 6th grade. So Allah will give you a test that your level, so 6th grade. So you pass it, so you become 7th grade.
Oh.
And gives you another test. But if Allah doesn't like you and you are at 6th grade, Allah will give you a test for high school.
I get it.
So that you flunk. Okay. Test higher than your ability. So you flunk. Okay? You see that? You see? Okay.
Levels of any test higher than the first, then you don't pass.
So you reminded me about some things.
About Muhammad's
about what?
Getting his heart clean, or that
was. Yes.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Giving the heart, cleaning the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned in the Quran, Surah Al-Shaq. Alam nashrah laka sadra. Now you might say, okay, how is it fair that Prophet Muhammad's heart is cleaned and we don't get that? How is it fair? It's fair because the outside pressure are much higher than us. So Allah wanted him to focus on the outside challenges. Okay? He was facing a lot of challenges. So Allah wanted to make his heart work with him. So his heart would be a support to him. So Allah wanted the heart of Prophet Muhammad to support himself, to support Muhammad during these challenges that he's facing. You got it? I'm coming to you. Okay? So he cleansed his heart. For us, we're not facing as nearly as many challenges or as hard challenges as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our heart is not with us when we pray, right? Our heart feels is against prayer, right? Laziness, you know? Against fasting, you know, don't want pain.
I heard about this, I think it was the mosque, masjid on Friday, and they're talking about how, like, back then, nowadays, it's 30 times you get 30 times more hasanat than you did before. It would be Muhammad's time. And all of Muhammad's
I'm coming to you in this. I know what you're talking about here.
So, if the Prophet had no, like, evil temptations, he had free will, though, right?
Yes, he had free will, he had temptations, but the heart sometimes is against you. Sometimes you want to pray and your heart is giving you a hard time. Your heart is giving you a hard time. Okay? So your heart works a lot against you. You want to give $10 for charity, or like $100 for charity, and then shaitan talks into you, talks into your heart, and then your heart says, no, just give 50. So you give 50 instead of 100. So you basically, shaitan stole the money that you're giving to Allah, made you get 50 instead of 100. If you are not focusing during prayer, okay, if you doze off during prayer, then this time is stolen by the shaitan from Allah, because in the prayer you're supposed to think about Allah. When you're distracted, this is time is for shaitan, not for this time when you're distracted, this time is not. What one did I want to say? This time is
not for Allah.
It's stolen by the shaitan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh. You want to say something? Okay.
Oh, that's about the free will. So.
Oh, yes, the free will. So Allah and Prophet Musa asked also for Allah to clean his heart. To make his heart support him. So قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Make my heart support me. Okay? The challenges are from the outside are very, very difficult. Very hard challenges. You can't believe how much challenge those prophets face. So Allah will make their hearts work with them and help them and support them. But us, our heart does not support us. Why? Because we're not facing that much challenges. These much challenges, we're not facing them. Okay? So Allah here gives you a test. If Allah wants you to decline, He gives you a test harder than your level. If Allah wants you to rise, He gives you a test to your level. So you succeed and pass the test. Okay? Alright. So inshallah. See you next week. Please give me the envelopes.
What was the other two parts for Jannah having three qualities?